This is Mike Kraft from Panthers.com along with Greg Olson. Greg, off to a fast start, man. You have to be really excited personally about where you are in your development.
Yeah, you know, personally, it's gotten off to a good start, you know, getting some opportunities to, you know, try to take advantage and help the team. You know, but as a whole, you know, the key is, you know, we're 1-3, and that's just the reality of where things are. So we got to get that part turned around, and we got to win some games around here. We're too good a team to have this record, you know, reflect. You know, you are what your record says. So we gotta do better than that.
I know you've gone over the game film. I watched every play of the Atlanta game, and while it was a disappointing outcome, there is a lot of good in there.
Oh, there's definitely a lot of good. But you know, it's always easier to take those goods when you win. So that's the key. Is, you know, lessons are easier, you know, to learn from when the outcome of the game is a little different. So, you know, it's just part of the process, and just continue to put that work in and build on those good things and try to change the outcome of the game now.
Is this one of those losses that makes you draw a line in the sand and say, look, hey, we're not going to take it anymore?
Yeah, we got to bounce back. You know, we got to get a win, or else this bye week's going to be long. So we got some work to do. We got to get things corrected. And, you know, it starts this week with Seattle. We got a home game to try to, you know, finish this part of the season off to a good note and then go into the bye. And then, you know, after that, we got the long haul.
One other question, just on another note, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. How has that impacted your life, and how does it affect your work off the field?
Yeah, you know, for sure. My mom is a breast cancer survivor, and, you know, my family's had a foundation for 3 years that has done work predominantly in the breast cancer, you know, field. And, you know, we've been able to raise some money and help a lot of people along the way. And, you know, so I think it's great what the NFL does with the awareness campaign and everything that the guys do chipping in. So I think it's a great thing for the month of October, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
So it goes a lot more than just wearing pink then?
Yeah, I think, you know, the wearing the pink is just what everyone sees. But I think it just continues to keep it on people's mind, continues to keep, you know, let people know how serious it is and how many people and women that we know are affected by it. And, you know, there's a lot of people, almost everybody out there has an aunt, a mom, a sister, a daughter, or somebody that's been affected by it. So that's the sad part of the reality. But, you know, they've done a lot of good work, and this